Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Crystal. I am with a fraud supervisor. How may I help you today, please?
I'm sorry, you said your name was Crystal?
Yes, sir. I'm a fraud supervisor. You have some fraud on your account. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, could you verify your first and last name, please?
Tenzin, first name. T-E-N-Z-I-N. Last name, Dolma. D as in dog. O-L-M as in Mary A. Dolma.
Thank you, sir. And is your address 4140 Chaperone Place, Santa Fe, New Mexico?
Yes.
Thank you, sir. Yes, sir. I do see it looks like it's for the Bite Tub, which is an app that gives you healthy recipes to eat better and to feel better with easy-to-follow workouts. It looks like...
Yeah, we did not sign up anything with you guys.
Someone was entering a sweepstakes to possibly win a KitchenAid mixer, and when they did, it looks like this came with it.
No, we didn't sign up for any sweepstakes. We don't sign up for sweepstakes and such like that, ma'am.
Okay,
so like,
yes, sir.
I do not know that happened.
Do you have an email address that's TENMADTG@gmail.com?
DTG, yes, @gmail.com. Yes, that's the email address.
Okay, yes, sir. And your phone number is 505-204-1188?
Uh-huh.
Okay, yes, sir. We do take fraud very seriously. We'll be glad to work with your local authorities to have them verify the IP address of the device that was used to make these charges and have them open an investigation. And I do see you were charged $59.89. Is that correct, sir?
No, it's more than $59.89 because this charge has been happening since April
4th. 2 months. Yes, sir. There's two amounts of $59.89. I see.
No, two amounts of $59.89, but for some reason, you guys put some money in our account on the 4th of April. It says right here on the receipt, Modern Fitness Tech overdraft transaction, transfer from shares, $11.99.
That's not us. That sounds like something with a bank or credit card. That's not us.
I'm sorry?
That sounds like you didn't have the money in the account, and chair means like I'm not sure if you have your savings account backed up, but we didn't charge you $11.99. We have only charged you $59.89 twice.
Okay, sure. But that one says that there was an overdraft transfer from shares, and like you know, and it's showing up with your name on it.
No, sir. That should be from your bank. You would have to call them about the $11.99 charge because that's not from us.
Okay.
Yes, sir. I do see where I could do one refund of $59.89, sir, for you.
What about the one from April 5th, ma'am? There's one from yesterday that is pending right now. There's one right now from April 5th.
Sure, we can do that too, no problem. Your two refunds of $59.89 will be back in your account in the next 3 to 5 business days. Your account has been canceled. There'll be no more charges. Would you like a confirmation number, sir?
Hold on 1 moment, let me put it down.
Sure.
Go ahead, ma'am.
C as in Charlie, 92069629.
Okay, may I read that back to you?
Sure.
Okay, C for Charlie, 92069629.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Well, I thank you for calling customer service, sir. I hope you have a great day. Just contact the bank or credit card about that $11.99 charge, and they should be able to help you with that.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, sir. Thank you for calling customer service. You have a great day, please. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
No, need Perfection Supreme.